Two elephants were sitting in a bathtub. One says to the other,
"Pass me the soap."
"Hand me the soap."
And the other one says,
"No.
No soap. Radio.
Radio.
No soap. Radio.
No soap. Radio.
No soap. Radio. A half-hour experiment in audio collage."
Welcome to No Soap Radio on BSR. 88.1 FM, Providence, Rhode Island. Tonight, we've got a special show for you. Voices. Stay tuned.
So, throat singing. It's a style of singing from Tuva, this country in Asia, near Mongolia. And you're basically singing two tones at once. My name is Ray Andreessen. I'm 26 years old. I'm from Massapequa, New York. It's Long Island. No one believes that it's, you know, a voice. You know, when I do it for people, they're like looking for what I'm playing and stuff. I always like playing with tape recorders and like playing with my voice and like saying things into them at different speeds, trying to get just funny sounds. All right, I want to explain how you at home can learn to tube and throat sing. So, okay, the way I figured it out was, you know, you start just singing a monotone, you know, something like this. Ooh, okay. And you want to tighten up your throat muscles. Try to get as, you know, small of an air passage coming out of your throat as you can. So when you tighten it up, it sounds something like this. Ooh. Okay, so you're kind of straining, and then you put your tongue up to the roof of your mouth, and that's what makes this whistle sound. So you end up with it like this. Ooh. I think of it as playing a bagpipe. You know, your stomach just is full of air, and you'll just, with your diaphragm, press all the air up through your mouth like you're, you know, squeezing that bagpipe. Kangar Ol Andar is like the Elvis Presley of tuba. I saw Genghis Blues, I of course wanted to do it because it was so interesting, but I thought it was, you know, really nothing ideal to do. I worked on it for a while, and it wasn't doing it. It was hurting my throat. I wasn't getting it, but I saw this band play in San Francisco, Stratosphere, but the lead singer was doing throat singing, and I kind of just looked very closely at what he was doing and didn't look too hard. Seeing that band just gave me the cue that, okay, more than just a very select few people can do it. And I don't know, yeah, I just figured, like, I gotta get it. Like, I have to be able to do this. You know, every day on my way to work, I would practice it in the subway. After a couple of weeks, I got that overtone, and I was so surprised. And the next time I saw the band, I did it during one of their set breaks. I started throat singing, and the singer that knew it picked it up right away and was like, "Oh, who's doing that? This sounds good." The high one, I think it's called Siget. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Sicked, something like that. There you're going for an octave higher. The note you're actually singing, you sing an overtone that can be an octave or, you know, variations higher. And they're all in scale.
No.
The low one, the overtone is an octave lower than the tone you're actually singing. It's kind of like doing a rail slide or something with your throat. It's like you're kind of grinding it. That one, I did a little more damage to my voice learning how to do it. Once you learn how to do it, it's not painful or anything. This is a jaw harp, and I don't know where it comes from exactly. It's used in a lot of kind of ethnic musics, but it's also found in tuba. They use it, it lends itself to tuba throat singing. It has two metal bars and a part to hold on to, and one metal piece that it springs. Also, you can kind of like just make boingy boingy sounds, which are fun too. It's like. I found this one in Berkeley in a music store. They should be in all music stores, I think, although when I tried to get one here in New York, I went into a Sam Ash, rock music store, whatever, and, I was looking all around. They had harmonica, they had, different percussion stuff. I asked for a jaw harp, and they told me to check at Noodle Cadoodle or something like that. They told me to check at a kid's store. And I was like, kid will cut his mouth open with one of these. It's not a kid's toy. It's like, serious. I was a substitute teacher also in Long Island. And when the kids were being a little rowdy, I bust out the jaw harp and started doing it. And that just, incited them further. And then I started doing the throat singing. And they said, okay, now you're scaring us. I was commuting every day to Berkeley. So one day there was a broken air vent or something in the subway, and it was making this like obnoxious loud noise. And I went over and stood by it. All right, I'm standing on a chair. There's a ceiling fan that's making a distinct sound that you can hear that there's a tone there. So I'm going to try to match the tone and and play with it. Okay.
You're listening to No Soap Radio on BSR. That was You Too Can Learn to Tuvan Throat Sing by Robin Amer. Next up, Andreas, a piece by Amy Chang.
When one person stands on the other side of a table while peeling eggs, you can talk about anything for 3 hours. And basically you end up talking about nothing in the end because, well, you have discussed all the serious problems that you can possibly discuss. So you end up talking about nonsense, but I think that nonsense is really finished binding up your friendship, and you just start joking about nothing. And there comes the I myself imagine my life like that too. I would go somewhere, I would just cut 9 heads of a dragon, I'd get a princess, and I would live happily ever after. And the life looked very rosy and good. And then these guys are standing behind the door and they're wanting me to go to the disco while I haven't finished a book that I was reading. And I still think that it was a 200 sports years. Is art in a sense that it builds you. You learn to control yourself and you improve yourself from inside. It doesn't really the disco. And all the time while I stayed in there, I was thinking about the book and not anything else, not even about the music. So that was my first encounter with the social life at the age of 15. I was a swimmer for 8 years. The aesthetic form does not matter as much. For some people, playing violin might seem as beautiful as doing ballet. But the thing that is important, I think, is that what's building up inside of you. Our Russian friend, Pushkin, he brought vodka, and then he put it exactly in the middle of a soccer field. And then he brought his music, his crazy German hard rock band called Rammstein, and he would let it play the whole volume.
And
I was very furious in America in the first days because I had left my family, I had left my girlfriend, and I didn't like any people in there, and so it was frustrating.
All of our life we studied the whole day to get good grades and then to get scholarships to American universities, but nevertheless we had some good time together, which it was very contrasting. We study the whole day, and then we have extremely good time, and we study the whole day again. Just sit around, all 7 of us,
And we would pass that glass of vodka, and then we'd drink it with juice, and then we just sat there for some 2 hours, just passing that glass around. And then when we stood up, obviously, we weren't in a very good shape, and so we made through all the trainings in winter and autumn and in spring. I would work more than them so I could catch up. And then there was one day, I had a competition, and I took 2 gold medals. And the funny thing is that I had to leave right after that, so I dropped my swimming career, and which was a good thing because I always wanted to be the best. And just before quitting, music forms your emotions, feelings, or belief. The same can be done with sports, maybe in a little more crude form, but it still goes like that. I always had a different perception of friendship. And I say if she was okay, and she just bent her head and then ran away working. She started cutting zucchini, you know, as if God told her, go and cut zucchini, and if you're late, you're gonna be punished. And so she just ran into there. She didn't say anything to me, and she started cutting zucchini. And it left me wondering whether, you know, people are really assigned tasks in this life, and whether the task of some people is to cut zucchinis, and some people like me just stand there and look and wonder whether that's true, that the task is like this, and what task is mine. There you go, and that's all.
No. Soap Radio.
Oh, God damn. Can you smell me right now? Because there are 3 major smells happening in my body right now. One of them I would locate in, like, my armpit region. Another is from, you know, the middle region. Kind of like, think of the middle passage, but like less, probably less smelly than the middle passage. And then the third is from my cast. I could produce, upon demand, like a kind of like mashed potato consistency skin flake from scraping with a bent coat hanger. It takes like 25 minutes until I don't retrieve any detritus when I remove that coat hanger from my cast. Oh. You should really be interested, like interviewing my girlfriend at the same time and like why she like sleeps with me, you know, continues to sleep with me with my smell. My favorite comment has been not really about my smell, but that when, upon like licking my chest and feeling like a deer at a salt lick. Oh, God damn it. I just feel like such an animal. I bet there's nothing that can be done to your body that feels as good as how this feels right now. My first girlfriend that I ever had, I hated her. I hated her before I went out with her and like during going out with her. And like, I went out with her cause like she would go out with me. Do you know what I mean? But like, and afterwards, like I hated her. I still hated her, but I always think about her smell.
Totally intoxicating.
Oh God. I actually like to think that my body odor, though in too large quantities is maybe revolting, but is it, there's something essentially attractive about my body odor. It helps me be the irresistible force instead of, you know, the slightly powerful force. Oh. When I shower, I come out, my entire body, of course, smelling like Dutch fields of tulips, and my cast area smelling like, you know, decaying, like a waterlogged, drowned, you know, beached whale or something. I used to shower a lot more before I got crippled. I react by increasing my body odor so that I don't have to smell the smell of my cast, so that I can smell something more familiar. But I think I've always been kind of like relatively dirty.
Oh, God.
Thinking back to this first girlfriend, I also remember the first time I ever like washed my own clothes. I smelled it and I didn't know what the smell was and why it was so like erotic to me. And I realized that like her smell was like this incredibly popular, totally name brand detergent.
So your girlfriend smelled like Tide.
Yeah, she does smell like Tide.
And this
Tide
was like sexuality. Smelled like Tide. This first the girlfriend. Intoxicating girlfriend smelled like Tide.
It was awful and not intoxicating. It was a bad word. That's your word. She smelled good. Oh.
Wow. Glad my boyfriend doesn't smell like that. That was Dutch Fields of Tulips by Adeline Goss. Now for another interesting interview by Jasper Spiker.
Potente genio que me deja aquí otra vez en las rodillas con la cara en tu vientre mientras mate y extraño bailar con los combatientes.
You're listening to the MBC AM Thought Radio at 1000 on your AM dial. I'm Jasper Spiker, and today on our show we're talking about honesty with yourself. We're going to open the show today with a telephone interview with none other than myself. Hello, Jasper, how are you?
Good, thanks. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Let's take the bull by the horns here. You say you're honest with yourself. Can you explain that?
Sure. I mean, what it comes down to is that I need to make sure that I'm being genuine mm-hmm. so that my, my friends, my family, everybody around me, they can trust who I am.
Sure.
And in order to do that, I have to be honest with myself.
Yeah.
It's basically an issue of representation, internally and externally.
Sure. I see what you're talking about. Specifically, I'm interested. What are your thoughts about lying to yourself, mm-hmm. seeing as that's a key issue in being honest?
Yeah, well, I've got to say that when it comes to being honest, probably the biggest problem is that you don't always know whether you're lying to yourself.
You're going to have to explain that.
Well, I mean, I'm deciding who I want to be, and I'm trying to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
And what it means is that my basis for ascertaining my authenticity, it's constantly shifting, and it's very difficult to decide whether I'm actually being effective in being honest.
Well,
do you see the problem here?
You know, I'm seeing a big problem here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think you're trying to argue the impossibility of being honest with yourself.
No, no.
And I think that's just blatantly wrong.
That's... You're completely missing my point here. Completely.
Oh, okay.
Essentially, you want me to play by my own rules. But what I'm telling you is that I create those rules because I'm attempting to evolve a self that I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm not playing by them and I'm changing them, often that's for the better. Often that's being more honest with myself than actually playing by the rules that I've set out in the first place.
You know, you really ought to just go find yourself a job at the White House, buddy. Because talk like that is the kind of thing that gets you...
You know...
Well, let's just say that you're grasping, all right? And you're coming up looking like a fool. You tell me that you're an honest fellow.
Thank you, yes.
You tell me that you're honest with yourself. And yet all you're doing here is telling me basically all the reasons why you can't play by your own rules.
You're missing my point.
No, I think you've been very clear.
I don't know what to say to you. And quite honestly, I think it's very unprofessional of you to say something like that to me on the radio.
You know, if I were you, I really wouldn't know what to say either. This is AM 1000 Thought Radio. My caller's been Jasper Spiker. We'll be right back.
You're listening to No Soap Radio on BSR 88.1 WLH Providence. Live on the web at www.bsrlive.com. Next up is Impresna Novici, or Party in the Village, by Aaron Rosenthal. This piece was originally featured on Free Matter for the Blind, an audio zine for sound seekers.
Zaspokoi z tego wyjdziemy i...
Nie, dzielisz, kochany. Nie, no, dzielisz.
To jest ta nowa filozofia.
No.
Dzielenie.
Czy pan zna taka fajna piosenka? Taka znana piosenka?
No, no,
może
no,
uczy
no.
nas, jak śpiewasz?
Pić na wodę.
O, Eric, this is a hit. My father's drunk one
na wodę. Pić na wodę. Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę. Pić na wodę. Pić na wodę. Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę. Pić na wodę. Pić na wodę, pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę, pić na wodę. Słuchaj to. Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę. Pić na wodę. Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić, pić, pić.
Pić. Pić na wodę. Pić na wodę.
Pić, pić, pić. Pić na wodę.
Pić, pić,
pić. Pić na wodę. Pić na wodę. Pić, pić, pić. Ja pić na wodę.
Smoking,
drinking. Na wodę. Smoking, drinking.
No. A co to jest pić
na wodę? Na wodę. To nie jest naszej filozofii.
Jesteś mi bestia, tak?
Tak, tak, tak. Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić
na
wodę. Pić na wodę. Tak, faktycznie.
Pić, 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 pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić
na wodę.
O,
pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę. Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę.
Andrzej jeszcze nie spicował. O, 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 o. Raz,
pić na wodę.
Pić na wodę. Andrzej, pić na wodę.
Co? W gromadzie.
No,
chciałbym siebie usłyszeć.
No,
ja mogę.
Zamek!
Ja mogę!
Ale ja.
Okej.
Zaszka!
Samobójstwo!
Tak głośno mówisz!
Jak usłyszały cię ściany.
Nie, 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 nie,
nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, nie, n
Giorgio.
Ale i tak lepszy od nas jest twój sąsiad. Mordujesz mnie.
Właśnie wtedy było coś ciekawe na ziemię. Krótki był czas, kiedy śmiewiastem tak nie
Duczaj. Co oddałem do
chwili? Chciałem się nauczyć jakiegoś głosu.
Duczaj do Switcha.
Duczaj.
Taka znana piosenka.
Pari-pari?
Nie, powiedz mi.
No to jest taka piosenka, nie?
Pari-pari, Sofii, to pari-pari, 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 to pari-pari,
Now, midgets, many hollies. What thrice said one way, and what it said another way. All audio works by Luke Fishback. Mm-hmm. No Soap Radio was produced by Robin Amer and Adeline Goss. To have your work aired, email nosoapradio@bsrlive.com. Archives of the show are available at www.bsrlive.com. If you'd like more information about Free Matter for the Blind, contact Raphael at 472 West Fountain Street, Providence, Rhode Island, 02903. Tune in next week for more experimental audio. Astlijg, Iroira, Oyazjvtwirfgawiwishf, Klsjvgasfgasfano. Soap. Radio.
Good evening and welcome to WELH Providence 88.1 FM. My name is Lee, and I'm going to be with you for the next hour here on Brown Student Radio. It's going to be a good time. What do you need? Take out your checklist. Check one, you're going to need me. Check two, you're going to need you, an avid listener of interesting radio. And that's what's going to happen. It's just a two-part checklist. If you've got any requests, the number here is 863-9277. I'll be fairly happy to try and help you out. We're going to dive into something new right now. The latest release from Bobby Kahn. This is he's got a regular band with him now called the Glass Gypsies. They've got a full length out on Thrill Jockey, and it's a pretty fantastic record. And away we go.
Plates. I brought a bag of money, two grand.
ship starts. He said, let's have a party. Shut the door so we can talk. Put my cash into his Bible. Said a prayer for our survival. Cut a line on Genesis. And held my hand. Suspicious, we can change the fans. Relax, 'cause once we started, no, we can't turn back. Can't turn back. Relax. Discount.